Grace and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is my privilege and pleasure to meditate on God's Word with you this morning and to send you greetings from your fellow saints at Resurrection Lutheran Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Now, driving over the Harbor Bridge this last Saturday, the water looked as calm as could be. There weren't any white caps tumbling across the surface, and if I had been down by the shore, I imagine that I would have heard the quiet and rhythmic sound of water lapping in and among the rocks. What a contrast that calm water was to our world today. Frenzied doctors and scientists have been battling a disease that took the world by storm. Reporters are constantly looking for the next big news story that will draw viewers and boost ratings. Twitter wars rage on into the wee hours of the morning with no clear victors. Many seem to think that simply because you hold a different view than they do, that your IQ must be significantly lower than theirs. The world has a storm going on. And as I was driving over that bridge, I was reminded of the account of Jesus calming the storm. Hear the words of Luke chapter 8, verses 22 through 25. One day he, that is Jesus, got into a boat with his disciples, and he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side of the lake." So they set out, and as they sailed, he fell asleep. And a windstorm came down on the lake, and they were filling with water and were in danger. And they went and woke him, saying, "Master, Master, we are perishing." And he awoke and rebuked the wind and the raging waves, and they ceased. And there was a calm. And he said to them, "Where is your faith?" And they were afraid, and they marveled, saying to one another, "Who then is this, that he commands even winds and water, and they obey him?" This is God's holy word for us. We pray, O Lord, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Now the disciples in our text were in real danger. They were not overreacting to the threat of this storm. We're told from our text that their boat was filling with water, and that they truly were in danger. Experienced sailors knew that they were in danger of sinking, their very lives at risk. They were not being simply worrywarts. Well, we too, as we go forward in our lives, are also in real danger. Now, whether the real danger is the virus, the economy, or governmental control is beyond me. But I do know that there is real danger out there. Now here's the thing about real danger is that it's going to lead to real fear. And whether you fear the virus, the economy, or the government's actions and control, there certainly is fear in the air. Yet when fear surrounds us, we have a sure and steadfast fortress to retreat to. In Isaiah 41:10, God tells us, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." So why don't we need to fear? Because God's righteous right hand is upholding us. The disciples were spared on the lake that day by God's mighty power, rebuking the waves and the wind and calming everything down. They were upheld by God's righteous right hand, and we too are and will be upheld by God's righteous right hand. There is no reason to fear. And yet the disciples did, and so do we. And so Jesus asks us that question. Where is your faith? Well, faith has taken a back seat to my reason, planning, logic, and worry in the past couple months. Faith has reasserted itself, but far too many times I have been worried because things aren't working out the way I planned. Trips have been canceled. Celebrations have been minimized. There's just so much to worry about, and all my planning has gone awry that far too often these attitudes flare up and cancel out my faith, forgetting to trust God in the little things in my life as well as the big things. Well, when we've lost the calm waters of faith for the raging waters of emotion, pride and vanity in thinking that we can handle everything and plan everything and figure everything out, that's no good. So where do we find that calm water? Where do we find the calm water when the world around us is one large storm? We find security where it has always been, and where we have found it many times before. We turn back to God's Word, and we search the Scriptures for the security and truths we need. As Asaph said in Psalm 73, verse 26, "My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." My flesh and my heart fail. That's a fact. I've found out that in these past few months, and I imagine you have too. But it's also a fact that God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever, and the same goes for you. The events of the world may seem overwhelming, and we certainly are not able to handle everything on our own. But when we are overwhelmed by the world, we turn to the one who overcame the world. We turn to the one whom the disciples asked, "Who is this then?" Knowing full well that this is Jesus Christ, true God and true man. Christ, our victorious Savior, conquered the worst the world could throw at him. He overcame death itself when he rose from the grave on Easter morning, and he can overcome what challenges us today as well. He promises to be with us and protect us. Jesus could handle the literal storm that threatened the disciples as they worriedly woke him asking for help, and he can handle the figurative storms that we face today. He is the anchor of our faith, and only in him do we find calm waters for our weary souls and real solutions for the storm raging around us. Thanks be to God that he has given us the safe harbor where we can weather the worst storms that this earth has to offer. Amen.
The hymn selected for this morning's chapel address is hymn 396 from the Lutheran hymnal.
Oh, for a faith that will not shrink, though pressed by many a foe, that will not tremble on the brink of poverty or woe. That will not murmur nor complain beneath the chastening rod, but in the hour of grief or pain can lean upon its God. A faith that shines more bright and clear when tempests rage without, that when in danger knows no fear, in darkness feels no doubt. Bears unmoved the world's dread frown, nor heeds his scornful smile, that sin's wild ocean cannot drown, nor Satan's arts beguile. A faith that keeps the narrow way till life's last spark is fled, and with a pure and merry ray lights up the dying bed. Lord, give us such a faith as this, and then whate'er may come, we'll tasting now the hallowed bliss of an eternal.